Welcome to Peas in the Podcast, take two.
Take two.
Horrible. Sad take two. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You've done it before.
It was a wonderful podcast.
It was a good podcast.
It was like 45 minutes of the best podcast ever. I'm talking Ambrosia Golden Age. It was like the ultimate podcast.
Ambrosia.
Like you're eating the ginger ice cream.
Five pure ingredients.
Häagen-Dazs five. What is it called?
Five.
Five by Häagen-Dazs. It's the
I've
latest.
I've gotten four flavors to try out.
It was like $12 of ice cream.
I know.
On sale.
It was on sale.
You couldn't believe it when you saw it.
Well, I thought it was supposed to be more expensive, so I was surprised it was a lower price.
What is special about the five of Häagen-Dazs?
It is made with only five ingredients, which if you look at most ice creams, even Häagen-Dazs, that is not normally the case. So it's made with cream, egg, sugar, the ingredient, like this case, ginger. I'm missing one. Milk? I don't know. Something else. But sugar. So far, ginger, I'm not like blown away, so I'll have to let you know when I try the other three flavors. Well, yeah. The vanilla will be the key. Because you know good vanilla.
Well,
comparison.
We just had this wonderful podcast about all kinds of things.
I know. We recapped the last 6 months of our lives.
I know. It was lost and gone forever, but we won't torture you with that.
We will.
So where do we begin? At the movie, I think. Monsters versus Aliens.
That's right.
The beloved IMAX experience.
Beloved.
Yeah. It was really cool.
It was cool.
I did that in the last podcast.
You did do that in the last podcast.
Splagnar.
Splagnar. Is that what even? I don't remember.
Splagnoba.
The characters weren't as memorable as...
No, they weren't.
Some were good, as we talked about.
But and it was highly feministic. Feminazi.
Feminist.
Yeah.
Agenda.
Empowering.
But the 3D was pretty cool.
Yeah, I didn't know they even had IMAX in the...
Lincoln Square.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I really like IMAX 3D movies. It's like perfect venue for it is the computer animation. I mean, because you can make a computer do it exactly in the right way for it to look 3D in your polarized glasses.
You know what I really paid attention to was the main character's hair. They like made a big deal. Like you could see each strand of it.
Yeah.
You can tell they worked hard on that.
Yeah. She was like totally platinum blonde too.
Mm-hmm. White, I thought.
Yeah, white blonde.
White blonde.
So, it's like Reese Witherspoon, anyways.
Mm-hmm.
We don't go see movies very often. We usually see on Netflix.
It's not much worth seeing in the theater. Yeah. Even I thought this Pixar one had a little bit of more crudeness to it than the past ones. Like there's some language that I thought was a little bit inappropriate for kids and.
Yeah.
Content, a little more potty humor jokes, which you usually get from DreamWorks, but Pixar's caving in.
Yeah. Is Pixar supposed to be Disney?
It is Disney, yeah.
I thought it was Apple.
Remember we saw that movie, that Pixar documentary? Steve Jobs owns a bunch of it.
Yeah, I get confused because he owns Apple. And they made some joke about Disney at the very end in the credits. About like
Disney and them, they made a merger. They were going to break off from Disney, but then Disney kept them somehow, made a sweet deal with them.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how those movies are like just on the cutting floor the whole way through and just barely come through and they end up being like a blockbuster hit.
Yeah, that was an interesting documentary. I don't remember what it's called, but it's about Pixar.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Well, we've been all over the place. We spent some time talking about Capitol Hill.
Oh, right.
I think
we were in the
some hair dyeing place you went to.
Mm-hmm. We got my hair dyed at
Aveda. Oh.
The science of hair.
Aveda. Oh.
It's not really like that. It's more she black and club music.
Was it a good deal?
It's a good deal. I always get my hair done at beauty salons.
Yeah.
I think the people always do a really good job.
And it's going to take forever, though.
$8 for a haircut for you. Your haircut took longer than me.
I'm like buzz cut me. And they're like an hour later.
And highlights, I got full set of highlights with a Aveda product for $50, which would cost you about $120 at a salon, so it's worth it to me.
Yeah, it was nice.
And they give you tea, which I enjoy. It's part of their philosophy of service.
Yeah. I went to some really cool cafe in Capitol Hill while you were doing that.
Oh, really?
Wish I could remember the name.
I don't remember.
It was right
next
to Cafe Ladro.
Oh, right, right. Veloce? No. We drove by it later.
It was like Volare. Volare.
Was it on Broadway? Oh.
No, it was over by Ladro. I don't remember the name of that
hill.
Yeah,
no, we totally drove by it and I can't remember.
Anyways, I'm going to torture people. Might not remember the name of it, but...
We also checked out the Ethiopian Row on Cherry Street.
That's true.
In Capitol Hill.
Which there was like 5 Ethiopian restaurants. They all looked very viable. I wanted to go check them out all. Go eat them all. See everything they have and go eat all their injera.
Good for the price, man. $11 for 2 people.
Yeah. We went to the most highly recommended place and it never did open. It had bars in the windows. Yeah,
it looked like a dive.
Yeah. Probably, it's hard to say if it was open or closed.
I didn't lock on the door.
But how you know it's really good.
It's a little edgier neighborhood. Ethiopian neighborhood.
Yeah, it reminded me of like the really hard neighborhoods of Chicago or Detroit, but it was in Capitol Hill, which is very affluent. There's no houses under 4, maybe 5, maybe 600,000.
Yeah, I don't know.
With no yard. Craziness. Maybe 3 bedrooms, if you really count 1 bedroom as 3 bedrooms.
I thought the Ethiopian was quality. Injera was good.
Yeah. I love injera. It was really good injera. It was like
spicy.
It was kind of brown injera. You can say they didn't make it in a day.
The sourness
was
there.
4 days to make that sourdough sponginess that I love.
Oh, and the veggies are good always. Yeah. Collard greens.
They had a really good lunch special that we could have split.
I think that's their whole menu all the time, even dinner.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It's very reasonable.
We had that side of lamb that was super hot.
Side of lamb was super spicy.
Some of it was really hot, which I like.
Then we cruise over to Half Price Books.
Yeah. I love Half Price Books.
Me too. We've bought so many books there that we haven't read yet. Like buying them out.
Yeah. Is there like a top... Well, what is your favorite book that you've gotten from Half Price Books?
Oh. I don't know. Well, I got the... Graham Bass book the other day, which was fine, but it was one of Graham Bass's not so great works, but it was still good to find
that. Tracy's big into Graham Bass.
I have every one of his books he's ever written. He's a kids book author.
Yeah.
Good artist. Got Baby Wise, which I read recently to help with the baby and make me wise about babies.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what books I've read. Well, I've gotten a bunch of baby books, like What to Expect When Expecting the First Year for $1, and What to Expect When Expecting for $1. So those are good finds.
Yeah.
We got copies of the Iliad and Odyssey today for $1.
The one in Redmond's really good about getting $1 clearance books.
Yeah, Capitol Hill is good clearance, too, for baby books.
I never find books there that are for $1 that are clearance that I want to keep. I really never go through all those.
I do.
Clearance books, but the Redmond ones you can easily find dollar clearance because they have the one clearance shelf in the back of the bookstore, and they always have like the philosophy and
religion
books that are good, either for $1 or $2.
You found quite a few books there.
Yeah. Well, today we bought like $30 worth of books.
Yeah, we had a half price coupon each, which they give out once in a while. Two half price books, so it's like quarter price books.
Yeah. I went into they have this special glass case with the collector's books, and they had the first 2 volumes of Karl Barth's Dogmatics, and they were gone.
Really gone?
Yeah.
Somebody bought them finally?
Yeah. It's $80 for the 2 books. I had them open it up for me last time I was there, but they had writing all through the books.
Oh, really? Which tried to knock down the price. You're good at negotiating.
Yeah, I did. I negotiated that Greek New Testament Bible down to $10 from $15.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. $5.
I'm still looking for the elusive 1828 dictionary.
Yeah. Well, you would have found it if you knew the right year.
I know. 1812.
1812. Yeah, that was also a very important year. There was some war or something like that going on then.
Yeah, they might have had it at Powell's. I don't know, though. I think it's a hard find. I have to buy it on Amazon eventually when I need it.
Yeah. So Capitol Hill's been a win for us overall.
Yeah, we always have fun.
Yeah. But we've been all over, almost said Chicago, Seattle. We went out to the aquarium and Pike's Market not too long ago.
We did. We had fish and chips at Athena.
Yeah.
And where they shot Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah.
We saw some giant lobster's tails.
Yeah. That is quite as fun to talk about it after we just blew through that podcast.
I know. You're just like, yeah, we already talked about that already. Like,
we talked about this. We talked about that.
I'm just trying to remember what we talked about now. It's not as fresh and hip as it was the last time around.
They had the 6-pound lobster tails. Those are really good.
Halibut is coming back in, our favorite.
We had a big debate about whether halibut or salmon was the fish of the Northwest.
Right.
And you said salmon.
Salmon.
And
halibut,
I said halibut.
You get more from Alaska, though, than here.
So I decided that you were right. Because you can get salmon all year
round.
But
you can get salmon on the Atlantic coast, too. So I guess you're right. Atlantic salmon, which I don't like nearly as much.
Because Costco has the Atlantic salmon.
Well, it's farm-raised, but sure. It's of that species.
Well, didn't you hear that Costco has, like, the best fish in Seattle? Or
someone
meat
that knows
or something like that?
Someone that knows a food inspector says Costco never gets picked up for bacteria, but all the other chains, Fred Meyer, QFC, Safeway, always get picked up for bacteria.
Oh.
So it's the cleanest, at least. And from a quality standpoint, I think it's quite good.
Oh, yeah, it tastes the best.
We've had some prime New York strips for dinner.
Oh, they're awesome. It tastes so good. And Tracy's so good at cooking them on the grill.
We finally learned how to cook the grill. Lowry's seasoning, seasoned salt is the key. Gets a nice crust on them.
Yeah.
So it's got a little bit of sugar in it. Paprika.
It's so good.
It's really good.
I could eat like a 2-pound steak, no problem.
You could. I usually eat half of my little 8-ouncer, which is what I should be eating, and put the rest in your lunch. And you eat the whole thing. Actually, they aren't 8-ounce steaks. They're bigger than 8-ounce steaks.
They're bigger than that. They're really
big
good, though.
Steaks.
Oh, man, they're so
they're
good.
They're kind of nice and thick, like 2-inch thick. Are they 2 inches?
They're at least 2 inches.
Yeah,
maybe
they're
3.
They're not 3 inches.
You just can't eat a steak that's only 1 inch thick. It's just wrong.
You can't
wrong.
Cook it right.
There's just no way. It's just
you can't get
impossible.
The nice crust on there like you need.
I'm like, no way.
So,
this is ridiculous. What a waste.
We finally found somewhere that does red meat in the Midwest, or... Midwest people.
So you're not doing it too.
West
Seattle.
Coast. West Coast red meat.
Pacific Northwest.
People just don't eat red meat out here.
Yeah, it's a shame.
But the
they
fish,
have really good fish, and
the
they
fish
have oysters.
Definitely makes up for it in oysters.
And you're 2 weeks away from having an oyster.
I am 2 weeks away.
Can you have oysters after you give birth?
It says this is a whole deal of food. I could be eating oysters now. The risk to me to eat them now is the same risk as when I'm not pregnant, you know, to get sick.
Yeah.
So I just am not, so I don't get sick with the baby. I don't think it's really going to matter.
Oh, so it's mostly like you don't want to be sick with the baby.
Well, I mean, I don't really know what effect it would have on the baby. I don't think it would have much.
Yeah.
I think you would personally be sick. I've never gotten sick from an oyster, though. I haven't eaten an oyster at a sketchy place.
I've never got sick from sushi.
I've never gotten sick from
Thai food.
No, I did get sick from sushi one time when I had a raw scallop.
Oh, we
remember?
Did.
But
really
I don't
gassy.
Know. I think it was from there. It wasn't that sick, though. It wasn't like that I would have said food poisoning. I've never gotten food poisoning
I don't know.
Sushi.
Scallops can be gassy, I think.
We had sushi for lunch today, too. Conveyor sushi.
Oh, I love conveyor sushi.
Sushi land.
I like
it's just
cheap.
Popping up left and right everywhere. I know I like it too, because that way you and I can, since I can't eat the raw fish right now, I could, but I don't. I get my inari and my egg omelet sushi, which you don't like at all. It only
the
costs like
egg.
A dollar compared to when you normally would get it at
the It was a
sushi.
Good cut too, of the egg, the sweet
oh,
egg.
Oh, the sweet egg was excellent. That was some of the best sweet egg I've had.
Yeah.
The inari was decent.
Conveyor sushi is just a lot of fun.
It's fun.
It's easy.
Cheap.
It's never, like, amazing.
It was, like, $12 for two of us for lunch.
You get your fix.
You get nigiri if you want. You get a little piece of this, a little of that.
We don't like to spend a lot of money variety, at restaurants.
Because otherwise you can only get a certain number of rolls and you're done.
Yeah.
But they are much better quality.
Yeah.
But it's a big West Coast thing. I don't think it's caught on back Midwest yet. I don't know if it will migrate.
I don't think it has, maybe. I don't know.
But it's happening. There's a really fancy one called Blue Sea Sushi.
Well,
which is a chain.
It seems like you were watching The Hills. And Lauren took someone to a sushi conveyor place.
Oh, really?
I, like, walked in and looked over your shoulder. And
I don't remember. I wasn't paying attention.
They were like, oh, it's so much fun. Yeah. What about Heidi? I don't know. Heidi
Pop
hates
culture.
Sushi, but...
So good.
The Hills.
So much content. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. We don't really keep up on it, but you do watch a film podcast.
Film podcast, yeah. They reviewed the movie we saw, 3D Monsters vs. Aliens.
Yeah, it actually helped us quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, their best recommendation to us by far was Brick, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
But they've actually recommended some pretty decent foreign and documentaries they're good for.
I didn't mind watching Paramount
Park
the other day.
Big humanist people, but...
Yeah.
So their outlook on life is a little bit different. So they enjoy other types of that promote that worldview. But in general, they review the quality movies.
What is their website?
Filmspotting.net. www.filmspotting.net. They broadcast on public radio on quite a few stations. So you
can
pick them up.
That's intense.
They have contests, and I still haven't won. I mean, I've gotten the right answer, but I never win. I still haven't won a podcast contest.
No.
I entered Pregtastic so many times. I'm like,
you're in the Al Miller show. Greg Kokel.
Oh, I did win Greg. I did win Greg Kokel, and
yeah,
I never got my prize.
We need your address, Tracy.
Darn you, Greg Kokel. If you hear me, I never got my prize for winning the Frapper map. I think it's because we moved right around the time that they would have shipped it to me.
Tracy, we need your address.
Yeah, my name got props like so many times on that show because they didn't have my address, and I sent it to them, but... I don't think they sent it to me. I might complain.
Well, we've been doing some stuff downtown Seattle, too. We went to the market, and we went to Aquarium.
Aquarium. BOGO.
Aquarium was a lot of fun.
The entertainment book.
Oh, it was a BOGO.
It was a BOGO.
I'm learning the
it's
swags for the wags.
$16 to get in there now. I went there a few years ago. It was like $8.
Yeah.
But I think they built on the addition to it.
Yeah. It's not like the... The Shedd Aquarium, where they have, like, beluga whales.
It's definitely beluga.
Isn't that the white whales?
That's the song I introduced you to. Didn't they have beluga whales there? No,
yeah.
They didn't.
What are the white ones?
They're the beluga. The cute ones.
Yeah, they have dolphins, like, doing circles.
They had some sea otters. And whale, or walrus.
Yeah.
Sea lions.
And a Komodo dragon.
The Komodo dragon was the lamest thing ever. They should just... They shouldn't even have advertised for it. I don't want to see a lizard's face shoved into the corner of the glass, like, depressed out of its mind. I want to see a Komodo dragon attack some meat.
Seriously. Don't want those little kids in there.
That was so much hype.
I want to see a run.
I was so excited about that for so long, and I finally went before it was going to leave, and it was...
They're awesome. I would not want to see one of those in the wild.
I didn't want to see it in the cage. It was depressing. I'd much rather watch it on the Nature Channel. But
I thought
the touch experience of the aquarium was pretty cool. That's Pacific Northwest. You know, you go to the ocean, you touch the sea stars, the sea scallops.
I was too afraid to touch them in the ocean.
I did. I was poking stuff left and right.
Like live in the ocean. I'm like, they could kill you.
We were more in danger of getting swept away with the tide because we were not paying attention. Or losing our
video camera in the
ocean.
It's seriously dangerous to, like, climb up on those rocks.
Like, I didn't lose any equipment in the dangerous tide pool rocks, but I dropped a camera into the ocean in Vancouver.
Off the dock.
Actually,
you're probably walking on the beach.
I was walking on the beach and I bent over and my camera fell out of my pocket and I didn't know it. Somewhere there was a shark with my camera.
Oh, well.
Hopefully it's a great white shark.
At least it wasn't like a brand new camera.
Yeah, luckily.
Yeah. Oh, well. Well, we're just trying to catch up with the podcast. It's been so long.
Yeah.
Last one was the Black Friday.
We're almost ready for a baby now.
2 weeks. Well, we had the baby class.
Oh, right. The baby class.
Yeah.
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was actually, I think, more for me.
5 weeks. It was for you.
Tracy knew all the answers already.
Well, she basically walked through one of the books I read that the hospital gave us, which is a good book.
Yeah. It was interesting. There's a lot of really immature guys there. Made basically funny jokes.
Immature jokes, yeah.
They were funny.
They were funny.
They were nice. They weren't, like, really crude, but they were not ready to be fathers.
They're all doing the epidural, and they're happy about
they're
it.
They're like, epidural! I don't care. I just want the epidural. That was pretty funny. I don't think I've ever heard of any woman who was like, I just have an epidural. I don't care. Like, you could have a C-section, too. You know?
I know. Well, the epidural might and cause you to have a C-section. Yeah. Yeah,
according and to according to Ricky Lake, that's the worst thing that could ever
happen.
You still
haven't even seen that movie. Why it's down on the Ricky Lake documentary that he's never seen. Just because
propaganda.
I wanted to do a water birth after I watched it. What in the world are you talking about, you crazy woman?
Getting too wrapped up in it.
Yeah, so we're learning about different methods. We're getting wise to the baby.
Baby-wise.
Baby-wise. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, you got two competing theories, attachment parenting versus baby-wise and everything in between, but we're going
the baby doesn't
we're
remember anything to, before
they
were five.
We're trying to get the baby independent as soon as possible. I think
get
by one years old, they should be
they should
completely
be living
autonomous.
On their own. Yeah. So, oh well. 6 months. Go eat some spuds. Have a baby.
Spuds? We didn't talk about spuds yet.
No? Oh.
We talked about it in the last podcast. That's our
right.
Fish and chip place.
Spuds. I love spuds.
We live like 2 blocks from there now. Although we didn't go there for a year. And we didn't. We were like, hey, what's that place?
It looks kind of ghetto.
It looked ghetto.
It's really good.
It's, right on, it's like all of their locations are right on the water.
Yeah.
It is good. The cod is good.
There's
the halibut
one right
is
in
good.
Like Juanita
French
Bay.
French fries are good. The tartar sauce is good.
There's one on the Green Lake,
the vinegar,
too, I think.
The vinegar's good. Yeah, we saw it the other... Oh, we went to Green Lake the other day. Yeah. We saw it at Green Lake. Yeah, they pick good locations.
They have two kinds of vinegar.
Two kinds? Garlic and...
It was like floaty, bloaty...
It looked gross. We really had to ask what it was to make sure.
I'm like, what is that? I don't want to eat that.
Dead is floating in there.
As soon as they said garlic, Tracy was like, oh, I want to drink it like a Coke.
No.
Go.
That was the end for me. I was hooked on the garlic malt vinegar.
Yeah. Tracy has the garlic, and I have the non-garlic.
Pleases both palates.
Yeah.
We've been enjoying the bay. We live right on the water right now, pretty much. We've got the balcony overlooking it.
Yeah, we have a brand new place. It's twice as big as the old place.
Thank you, economy.
Same price. Yeah, thank you, economy. Oh, well.
We get to watch eagles and... beavers.
You saw like 5 eagles
no,
in one nest.
There were 4 eagles in one tree the other day, which is crazy.
Which is like right outside of our apartment.
I know. Those birds are nuts. They're huge.
Yeah.
They were so close to me too. I was just looking at them. I'm like, I feel that thing could come and pick me up off the ground.
Well, you can tell they're eagles because their wings don't bend. They're like straight out like a board.
And they're huge when they're in the tree. You're just sitting there too.
Yeah. They are huge.
I've
they're
only
amazing.
Seen the beaver, I think like once or twice. Wish it would come out more. Maybe this summer.
Yeah.
It's building a new house. Pretty sure.
There's all kinds of, like, really cool animals, like the heron, crane.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? It's a crane.
I need to get my bird watching goggles out. The heron.
Yeah, the heron.
There's so many different water birds that I have no idea what they are. They're big birds, too.
Yeah.
Osprey.
So, it's been 6 months of all kinds of stuff.
It
it's hard
been.
To say it in a couple minutes. Especially after we said it so well in the last podcast.
I know, it was just like flowing like crazy.
Yeah.
And now it's like, what did we talk about? Because we're not sure if we ever talked about it or if we didn't talk about it.
Right.
We don't know what we're talking about.
Yeah. Well, we're basically focused on the baby, which could be any week.
Yep, bags are packed.
Any day, any minute.
Any minute? It's true. I could have the baby right here. You got to get the emergency handbook out. How to deliver the baby at home.
The baby's owner, ma'am. Oh, well.
It'll be an adventure.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll do another podcast soon when we're a little more motivated and I don't accidentally delete it.
Yeah, let's make sure we don't do that.
Yeah. Well, any last words? Yeah.
Welcome to the world of
Welcome
parenting.
Welcome to our show. All right, well, we'll catch up with you next time.
Ooh, ouch. Contractions, uh-oh, I'm starting.
Uh-oh. All right, we gotta go. See ya. Bye.